Tom Peterson, Director of Government Relations, Minnesota Farmers Union.
Well, Tom, you've been covering the session today, and you say that it's been an interesting day. Please expand on why that's the case.
Yeah, it's been a busy day. So far already today, the Senate, about an hour ago, passed what's called like an omnibus agriculture policy bill. It included in that omnibus policy bill was extension of the Farmer Lender Mediation Act for 2 years. If the legislature hadn't extended it, that program would have ended in July 1st of this year. And that's a priority issue for Farmers Union. That bill passed 61-0. And so that was a good piece. We were excited to see that. It also had some other minor provisions in it that aren't as interesting or exciting, but hopefully the House will pick that up later this week.
Anything else on the Farmer Lender Mediation Act? I do want to get to transportation funding and also property tax relief, but I don't want to jump ahead too fast. So is there anything else on that act that you wanted to say?
Yeah, you know, I think that it's really important this year with farm income in Minnesota being at a 20-year low that the act still is important. Several thousand farmers use it a year. They've already seen a spike this year, and it'll be an important tool for farmers to help them keep farming this year, and so we're glad to see that. Looks like it's going to get extended and passed.
How long is that extension good for if it is passed?
Yeah, it's only good for 2 years. We usually want a 3 or 4 year extension, so we'll be back in 2 years. The Bankers Association, of course, they're not as big a fans of it, and they'd like it studied. The program's been around for 30 years, and so Farmers Union, too, we've agreed to help look at it in the interim, see if there's any updates or changes that need to be made to the law, but we felt like now with incomes like they are, now wasn't the time to blow it up or do anything to it, and we thought there's a big need. So we are going to take a look at it over this next 2 years and see if there's updates or changes that need to be made.
Well, speaking of timetables, time is running out on the legislature as they will wrap things up later this month. And I know a couple of important issues to the Minnesota Farmers Union have included a property tax relief for rural landowners, obviously for farmers, and then also some transportation funds. And it sounds like, Tom, that things are all kind of getting put together into one large omnibus bill. What's the latest there?
Yeah, on the omnibus bill, the House and Senate have both passed their funding versions of whether it's broadband, transportation, for the general fund dollars, and that conference committee is actually meeting right now, and they're starting to just compare notes and look at the different things that are funded. For agriculture, there's things like a rollover safety for tractors is in the bill. There's a Forever Green cover crop initiative in the Senate bill. There is money for broadband, which is important, $80 million, I think, in the Senate and $35 million in the House. There's some organic certification transition funding. There's money for industrial hemp development. So there are a lot of interesting things in that budget bill, and we'll have to see if they can agree on it. They don't have to necessarily pass it. The budget was set neck last year. This is an addendum to the budget, so it'll be interesting, and I hope that they can get an agreement on this as we move forward.
Now, there's no requirement for a tax bill this year. With that said, though, are you feeling optimistic that property tax relief could be included this year, or are you feeling a little more pessimistic?
Yeah, you're correct, Mark, in the fact that, you know, we don't have to pass a tax bill, and that's unfortunate with a $1 billion or near $1 billion surplus. There's, you know, some money should probably go back to the taxpayers. We can make some investment in things. And, you know, so I'm an optimist. I'm hoping that's what I was working on today, too, is some property tax relief for farmers. We think our best shot is some relief for farmers that face a levy from a capital project on a school. That is, you know, something that has a lot of traction, and we're really encouraging farmers to contact their legislators and support that legislation and see if we can't get that done here in the last couple of weeks. But again, they don't have to have it, and so there's a lot of other things, soccer stadiums and other pieces that might hold up that that tax bill, and we're just hopeful yet that it'll get done.
It's been talked about before, but let's revisit the kind of burden that we're talking about with especially with the schools and those projects, and the some would say unfair tax requirements that puts on farmers.
Yeah, you know, and so for operating levies for schools, farmers just pay on a house, garage, and 1 acre. But for a capital improvement, so every time there's a new school or new addition, they pay on all their land plus the house, garage, and 1 acre. So, you know, a lot of farmers, it's not uncommon. People think I'm kidding when I say their taxes have risen to $75, $80 an acre for ag land. And I think there's some schools where you can have 60, 70 farmers paying for 80, 90% of that school addition. And so it's just truly not fair. You know, it's one thing, too, we're starting to get some ground with some of our metro legislators looking at that, too, as just not being a fair way to tax. And it puts farmers in a bind because farmers want schools. They want thriving, vibrant rural communities. They want a good school. But they also want to be able to survive and be able to have a profit. And so it really is a hard decision for rural communities. So the bill that's in the legislature would have a 50% credit towards that capital improvement levy that the farmer pays. And that would go a long ways in helping some of these schools, where in Minnesota, I think it's 50% of the schools, elementary schools, are 50 years or older, and 25% are 75 years or older. So it would help move that forward.
And Tom, we've hit on the key points that I wanted to ask about. Anything else, though, that you'd like to mention?
Yeah, I think we're just, you know, continuing to move along. You mentioned transportation. I think that's another big piece that a lot of agriculture is watching, is farmers are out and facing some road closures or bridge restrictions with their equipment right now with spring planting. There's a lot of rural bridges that need to get repaired. And so we're hopefully in a bonding bill that we would have some dollars for that. And the Senate bonding bill was rejected last week, and hopefully they'll rework it and bring it up this week, and the House will bring it up. Also in the bonding bill, is really important for farmers, was $35 million in authorization of user finance bonds for the Rural Finance Authority. And the Rural Finance Authority, a lot of farmers use that for restructure loans. Again, in a challenging year like this year, that's an important program we want to make sure is funded.